Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to the Fantasy NBA Today podcast.
Stream and show, and today I promise this is not going to take us that long. This is a low activity streaming day. I assure you. I'm Dan Bespris. This is Fantasy NBA Today, episode 2 today. Big thank you again to Dr. A on the morning show. And this is a SportsEthos.com presentation. As we always do, we like to look at the board coming into the show. Who has the bad schedules? Who has the good ones? And are there names that we should be attacking? So here's the thing. Worst schedules in the NBA right now? There sort of isn't one. I mean, yeah, there's some like stuff around the edges. Dallas, Miami, Sacramento, all of those teams have two games off starting today. But they each have two games left after that, Friday, Sunday. And so, yeah, I mean, you know, like, I get it. If you're overloaded on Friday, then maybe that game for those teams turns into one where you could get rid of that guy. So, like, say you have Caleb Martin or something like that, and you are overloaded on Friday. You've got 11 guys. You don't need Martin in your lineup. Okay, fine. Then you got 4 days off. Part with them. Pick up somebody who's got three games left. I mean, maybe they're, even if it's a game on that same day. But the other thing is, like, even if you have 11 guys going on Friday, odds are someone's going to get ruled out at the last minute, so you'll be down to 10 or 9 or 8. With the amount of last-second substitutions in the NBA right now, they're almost, like, 12 is probably safe. You could probably get 10 guys in there out of 12. Probably won't have more than two late scratches. I mean, I don't know. You might have three. You might have four late scratches. The NBA is crazy right now. We're 2.5 weeks from the end of the season, and everybody's getting ruled out all the time. So there just sort of aren't obvious moves to make today. The teams that have the worst schedules after today, okay, fine. Then you're looking towards the end of the week. You turn one game into two. You look towards the following week, whatever. But it's just outside of if someone on your team got hurt. That's the big thing right now. Did you just lose somebody? Shea being the big one, but it's not like you can drop him. And maybe he's back for the next one. We don't even know. Unless you lost someone for, if it's like a fringe or slightly better than fringe level player that isn't playing tonight that you thought was, and now you're like, oh no, maybe I'm only getting one game out of this guy. There just aren't really obvious drop choices. The way I could figure in my mind, we've talked about earlier this week the teams that had bad schedules for the whole week. Those teams were Phoenix, Portland. I'm trying to remember the other one that went just Monday, Wednesday, Friday. There was one more, I'm sure of it. Oh, was it Toronto? That was Monday, Wednesday, Sunday. Anyway, we had these teams that were on the high traffic days and only had a three-game week. Toronto's different because their last one is not till Sunday, so they're off for 3 days after today. And, okay, that's a bad schedule. But, you know, Portland, that was a team that you should have probably gotten off of yesterday because the choices aren't that great and they're playing on only the high traffic days. But thinking about today again, like, the only thing that would crop up would be, like, if you were streaming Royce O'Neal with Bradley Beal out and Royce ends up getting scratched for some reason. He's not hurt. He's not even on the injury report, but just hypothetically, okay, then you're looking at Friday, possible overload. Okay, you move off of that. You go get somebody that's got three games. But if you're just sitting on a roster where you don't have a potential lost player to deal with, there isn't a drop. Not an obvious one, at least. Your best schedule's a little bit easier to quantify today, but even that's not all that clear. Atlanta is the best one because they're starting a 6 games in 9 days stretch, so if your league extends beyond the end of this week, beyond Sunday, the Hawks are really nice. They've got 3 games left the rest of this week, including 2 on non-overload days. They go today, then Thursday, Saturday, so it's part of a back-to-back, and then they go Monday, Wednesday, Thursday next week, so you front-load it with 3 games in 4 nights. That's a really good schedule to get 3 games here and 3 games there. Good. Atlanta. That's a move you could consider making because it also brings you additional games played at the beginning of next week when the Hawks are possibly, I'm doing a quick scan here to make sure I'm not about to say something stupid, but I'm pretty sure the Hawks are the only team that goes 3 games in 4 days to start next week. The only one. So that's why that's a move you could potentially make if your league extends beyond it. If there's somebody on your team that, say, got hurt today, or if you have someone that has 2 games left this week and 2 games the first 4 days next week, okay, you go from 4 games over 9 days to 6 games over 9 days. And again, you know, it's not that big of an impact, but you're getting 2 bonus games played over the length of your pickup. And if, say, someone you're picking up, you're swapping out for a Hawk today, maybe you were only going to get to use them for 1 of the games this week. Well, the Hawks have games on 2 overload days, so that eliminates that problem. So potentially you could add as many as 3 games over that stretch. If you have a team that has a really bad schedule over the 9 days, maybe it gets a little bit better. Like Dallas, they've got 3 games over 8 days. I guess that's not quite as juicy. So the Hawks are the best one. Orlando is probably the second best schedule, except theirs are heavy on the overload days. They go today, Friday, Saturday, so they've got that back-to-back Friday, Saturday, and then they roll into a 4-game week next week. So they've got 7 games over 12 days, which is fine. 4 games over 6 is probably the length that you'd feel obligated to hold a Magic should you pick them up. And then obviously the third chunk are the teams that are going on the quiet days, but you're not going to make a move to those guys today because they don't play until tomorrow. And those teams are Boston, Milwaukee, and New Orleans. Same teams we've been talking about for a while. Atlanta would also fall in that mix, but they play today too. So Atlanta gets that big bump up the board because they're like those other two teams, but they've got another game and it's happening tonight.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
So that's it. That's the whole story, guys. Unless you absolutely positively have to make a move today, you shouldn't do it. Now, if you're looking for names of players on those teams, I don't have any good ones. For the Hawks, you're looking for guys. Maybe there's a chance that DeAndre Hunter's floating around on a wire. Bruno Fernando and Vít Krejci are the lower-level guys that, again, like, are you really moving to these dudes right now? Magic have some better options, but you need to be more open on the overload days for those to make sense. So Cole Anthony, Mo Wagner would be the two best likely waiver wire guys. If Jalen Suggs, he's likely, I think Suggs is probably rostered, but obviously if he's not, he would also fit that mold. And then Jonathan Isaac, you pray he plays the back-to-back, but he probably doesn't. There's no reason for him to, but maybe you pray that he plays the Saturday game instead of the Friday. You probably don't go down that path. That's an ugly, dangerous, and terrifying road. Tomorrow we'll have a whole lot more to cover because tomorrow you have some teams that I think we talked about. Memphis only has 1 game left after today. It's on Saturday, so you can turn them into more. But it's also worth pointing out there are no teams in the NBA that go 3 times in 4 nights to finish this week. So if you're just trying to max out this week, even if you made a move off a team that has 1 game left starting after today, the best you can do is get to a team with 2 games left. So if you're doing that, you want to look towards the beginning of next week as the Gardeners begin blowing leaves in about a 4-foot runway between two buildings. Shut up out there. I'm trying to finish a show. Nope, they're not shutting up. All right, well, that's super annoying and extremely unprofessional. No matter how many times I yell shut up, they're not going to hear me over the sound of their own equipment, which is so dumb because there's nothing there. There are no plants back there. It's a walkway. I got a 9-minute show I'm trying to do, and they're blowing during the 9-minute show. This is the only time I've heard them the whole damn day. All right, well, that's it. Beauty part is there wasn't much to cover today. Quickly here, go into the chat room, see what you guys got going on. Dan, is Corey Kispert or Mitch Robinson worth an add? No, you're not adding Mitchell Robinson because it's going to be a very tough and weird ramp up, and you don't know when he's going to play. Kispert, maybe. 3 games left. I think he'll probably have some okay numbers in at least half of one to two of those, depending on when Kyle Kuzma gets into the mix. So I'm fine with Kuzma, with Kispert on that 3-game run, but it's going to depend very heavily on who the drop is for anything like that, because, again, I just don't think today's that great of a day to make a move. Who is good to bench today between Draymond Green, Kelly Olynyk, Amen Thompson, Dante DiVincenzo, Clint Capella, Jalen Williams? What? It's probably Draymond or Capella. If I'm going for percentages, threes, and steals. Okay. Well, Capella is only going to help you in one of the percentages and probably nothing in threes and very low steals with blocks. He's the weakest if you're just targeting those categories. All right. Dan, who do you like better for a head-to-head points league, Bruno Fernando or Wendell Carter Jr.? Wendell. Is Donovan Mitchell an ad? Yes. He's targeting a return on Friday. I don't care how many minutes he plays. If he's back Friday, Sunday, get a first-round dude into your lineup? Absolutely. Oh, no, you're talking about Mitchell Robinson, aren't you? But Donovan Mitchell's back Friday also. Mitchell Robinson an ad? No. He's probably going to play 15 to 17 minutes here for a game, and then 18, and then 20, and something like that. It's going to be brutal. Should I drop Keldon Johnson for Mitchell Robinson in a points league? No, you should not. Mitchell Robinson should only be added in roto leagues right now. In head-to-head, you're asking for a lot of trouble. Dude's been out for, 3 months with this ankle injury? He ain't coming back and playing 30 minutes out of the chute. And even once he's healthy, he's probably splitting time with Isaiah Hartenstein, who's been amazing for the Knicks when he's not dealing with the Achilles thing himself. So you're looking for low to mid-20s is kind of like a max-out point here over the next, I would think, week. That's a tough call, especially, again, with the overload days and stuff like that. So likely no on that front. And that is that. We did it in under 13 minutes. Ooh, boy. I knew we could do it. Follow on Twitter, at Dan Bespris. Thank you for watching our Double Dose today, if indeed you are part of the Double Dose. And we'll be back with a couple more tomorrow. So long for Wednesday. Let's go get some points tonight.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.